the structure and issues behind calls to delist single stock leveraged ETFs. A 2x single stock leveraged ETF aims to deliver a multiple of the underlying stock's daily return, not its long-term return. Calls for delisting stem from concerns about volatility decay and rebalancing at the close. But policy criticism must be distinguished from actual delisting requirements. A 2x leveraged ETF aims to deliver twice the return measured each day, not twice the cumulative return of the underlying stock. When a stock rises and falls, daily resets and compounding may prevent the ETF's price from recovering even if the underlying stock recovers. Rebalancing to maintain leverage may involve buying on up days and selling on down days. But the actual market impact must be analyzed alongside factors such as asset size and hedging methods. An ETF is not immediately delisted merely because politicians or regulators raise concerns. Grounds under current rules and a separate procedure are required. Figures in the provided materials, including trading volume and the number of circuit breaker activations, could not be independently verified because no reference date, product name, or official statistics were provided. A single stock leveraged ETF is a high-risk product that tracks a fixed multiple of the daily return of a single stock. While it expands profit opportunities, it also increases losses and path dependency. If products and capital become concentrated in certain large-cap stocks, rebalancing may also amplify volatility in the spot and derivatives markets. However, a product is not immediately delisted simply because it incurred losses shortly after launch or because politicians called for its abolition. The product's structural risks, its actual market impact, and the possibility of delisting under exchange rules must be examined separately. Key conclusions: a 2x single stock ETF is not a substitute for holding a stock long term, but is closer to a short-term tactical product that magnifies daily returns. In a market with repeated rises and falls, volatility drag can accumulate, causing the ETF to significantly underperform the underlying stock. Trading to maintain daily leverage may take the form of buying on up days and selling on down days, raising concerns about amplified volatility. However, whether an ETF actually caused sharp swings in the stock price must be verified using data on asset size, creations and redemptions, derivatives hedging, and closing price orders. Delisting is determined not by political slogans, but under exchange rules, trust agreements, and investor protection procedures. What is a single stock leveraged ETF? A conventional index ETF tracks an index composed of multiple stocks. A single stock ETF uses one stock, such as Samsung Electronics or SK Hynix, as its underlying asset. When 2x leverage is applied, it is designed to respond by approximately twice the stock's daily percentage move. Underlying stock's daily return target return of 2x leveraged ETF plus 5% approximately plus 10% 5% approximately minus 10% plus 10% approximately plus 20% 10% approximately minus 20%. This is a simple target before accounting for fees, financing costs, tracking error, tax effects, and other factors. Actual returns may differ from the target. Single stock products offer almost no diversification benefits, because they magnify the daily fluctuations of a company while retaining company-specific risks such as earnings, industry outlook, regulation, accidents, or trading suspensions. They carry greater concentration risk than broad index leveraged ETFs. Why does the ETF fail to recover even when the stock recovers? Daily resetting and path dependency. The cumulative performance of a leveraged ETF is not determined solely by the final stock price. The sequence and magnitude of daily moves matter. Suppose the underlying stock price falls 10% from 100 on the first day and then rises 10% the next day. Category start day 1, day 2, cumulative return underlying stock 199.99-1% 2x ETF 180.96-4%. This result assumes that the ETF falls 20% in response to the underlying stock's minus 10% move on the first day, and rises 20% in response to the stock's plus 10% move the next day. The underlying stock's cumulative loss is 1%, but the ETF's loss is 4%. The result is similar, even if the underlying stock returns exactly to its original price. For 90, after a 10% decline on the first day, to return to 100, it must rise approximately 11% on the second day. The 2X ETF falls from 100 to 80 and then rises approximately 22%, reaching approximately 97.78. The underlying stock has returned to its starting point, but the ETF still has a loss of approximately 22%. A more accurate term than negative compounding, this phenomenon is often called negative compounding, but it does not always produce losses. If upward moves continue in one direction, daily compounding can accumulate, and the ETF's return may exceed twice the underlying stock's cumulative return. The following two concepts are therefore more accurate. Path dependency. Even with the same final stock price, the ETF's performance varies depending on the path of intermediate gains and losses. Volatility drag. Cumulative performance tends to weaken as gains and losses repeatedly alternate. The longer the holding period and the greater the volatility, the larger this difference may become. Once management fees, leverage financing costs, and tracking error are added, actual performance may be lower than a simple calculation suggests. Why does rebalancing raise concerns about market impact? Resetting leverage every day, a 2X ETF must maintain economic exposure equal to approximately twice its net assets at each day's market close. When the stock price changes, net assets and existing exposure change at different rates, requiring the fund to adjust its exposure through stocks, futures, swaps, and other instruments. Assuming there are no fund inflows, outflows, or costs, and that the underlying asset exposure is simple, the additional adjustment required by a fund with a 2x target multiple can be approximated as follows. Additional exposure approximately 2x net assets at the start of the trading day times underlying stock's daily return, for example. If net assets are KRW 1 trillion and the underlying stock rises 5%, a simple calculation indicates that approximately KRW 100 billion in exposure must be added. If it falls 5%, an adjustment in the opposite direction is required. Because of this structure, the following procyclical trading may generally occur. On a day when the stock price rises, additional buying to restore target leverage on a day when the stock price falls. Additional selling to reduce leverage to the target. The calculated amount is not the actual volume of spot market orders. The above approximation should not be interpreted as the volume of stock orders that an ETF directly submits at the market close. Actual trading can vary substantially depending on the following factors. The proportion of derivatives used, including futures and swaps, cash flows from intraday creations and redemptions, the asset manager's hedging method, and trading timing inventories held by liquidity providers and authorized participants, opposite direction orders from other investors, whether closing. Auctions and after-hours trading are used therefore. Market impact cannot be established solely from an amount calculated by applying a simple formula to a particular ETF's net assets. How to determine whether an ETF increased the underlying stock's volatility, possibility, and proof are different. At a minimum, the following data are needed to assess whether a single stock leveraged ETF increased market volatility. Daily net assets and creation and redemption volumes for each ETF, actual exposure by spot holdings, futures, and over-the-counter derivatives, order imbalances and execution data before and after the market, close hedging transactions by liquidity providers and authorized participants, external. Variables such as corporate earnings, overseas semiconductor stocks, exchange rates, and foreign investor flows, an event study comparing periods before and after the product's listing, or a comparative analysis against similar stocks causation should not be inferred solely from the fact that volatility increased after the ETF was listed. Changes in the semiconductor industry outlook or a correction in overseas technology stocks may have initiated the price movement, while leveraged products may have amplified part of it. Conversely, Retail investors buying at lower prices or arbitrage trading may have offset rebalancing pressure. Why are calls for delisting emerging shortly after launch? Calls for delisting usually arise from a combination of concerns rather than a single reason. 1. Rapid losses for retail investors, the 2x. In the product name may be misunderstood as meaning twice the long-term cumulative return. If the product is held for a long time during a volatile period, the ETF may retain losses even if the underlying stock moves sideways or recovers, raising concerns about mis-selling and investor suitability. 2. Concentration in certain large-cap stocks. If multiple leveraged products are simultaneously concentrated in a small number of large-cap stocks, their combined exposure and rebalancing demand may become substantial even if each ETF is small. If the underlying stocks also account for a large share of a major index, volatility in an individual stock is more likely to spread to the index and derivatives markets. 3. Mechanical trading near the market close. If market participants can anticipate the direction and approximate scale of rebalancing, trades may occur ahead of it. The possibility of so-called front-running and whether closing prices are distorted are issues that regulators must examine using execution data. 4. Imbalance between product understanding and barriers to entry. If a product is excessively easy to trade relative to the complexity of its profit and loss structure, questions arise over whether investor education, advanced deposit requirements, risk disclosures, and trading eligibility requirements were sufficient. Is delisting actually possible? Policy demands and delisting under the rules are different. An ETF generally enters the delisting process when a reason specified in the exchange's listing rules or the product's trust agreement arises. Potential grounds for review may include issues concerning the continued existence of the tracked asset, failure to meet net asset or liquidity requirements, difficulty in calculating prices or tracking normally, and termination of the agreement. However, the exact application depends on the product type and the Korea exchange rules in effect at the time. An ETF is not automatically delisted simply because losses were substantial, trading was overheated, or politicians called for its abolition. Delisting is different from the total loss of invested capital. When an ETF is delisted, it can no longer be traded on the exchange, but this does not mean that its net assets immediately become zero. A liquidation process generally follows, in which the fund's assets are disposed of and the remaining assets, after costs, are distributed to holders. However, the following problems may arise during liquidation. Losses may be realized because investors cannot wait until their preferred time. Transaction costs may arise while unwinding the underlying assets or derivatives. Liquidity may decline before delisting, widening the gap between the market price and net asset value. If rules change without notice, market predictability and trust may be undermined. For this reason, even if problems are identified, phased corrective measures may be considered before immediate forced liquidation. Policy measures other than delisting policy measure, expected effect limitation, or side effect. Stronger advance education and trading eligibility requirements reduces entry by investors who do not understand the structure. Education may become a mere formality. Higher minimum deposit requirements discourages short-term speculative demand, restricts choices for small investors, product level and stock level size limits, reduces the concentration of rebalancing in certain stocks, weakens competition among asset managers, and product accessibility. Stricter review of new listings prevents excessive duplication of products. Tracking the same stock raises fairness issues relative to existing products. Standardized risk warnings and performance examples reduces the misconception that the product delivers 2x long-term returns. Disclosures alone may not ensure behavioral change, improved rebalancing. Methods may reduce the concentration of orders at the market close. Tracking error relative to the target return may increase stronger management of liquidity providers, reduces price discrepancies and gaps in trading, limited ability to guarantee liquidity during market stress testing, and disclosures assesses market impact in advance, Results vary depending on assumptions and models policy, must consider not only investor protection, but also the property rights of existing holders, market stability, and regulatory predictability. Figures in the provided data that require additional verification: the provided materials do not specify product names, the year, reference dates, or links to official disclosures. Therefore, the following figures must be re-verified against Korea exchange statistics and individual ETF disclosures before being confirmed as facts. Claim in the provided data items requiring verification: 16 products listed simultaneously on May 27 year, official product names, and classification as leveraged or inverse retail net purchases of approximately KRW 13. 8 trillion aggregation period, exchange market category, and whether there was double counting product group net assets exceeding KRW 15 trillion reference date, and distinction between total net assets and trading value: one product's daily trading value of KRW 6 trillion relevant date and product, and whether regular session and after-hours trading were included turnover, exceeding 130% turnover calculation formula and reference point for net assets Seventh Circuit Breaker this year and market in which it was triggered, and distinction between a sidecar and a circuit breaker, two stocks accounting for at least half of the KOSPI market capitalization actual market capitalization on the reference date, and whether preferred shares were included 14 leveraged products below their base prices valuation date, and whether distributions and price adjustments were reflected in particular. A circuit breaker is a mechanism that suspends trading across the entire market in stages, while a sidecar temporarily suspends the effectiveness of program trading orders when the futures market moves sharply. Combining or conflating the two systems may exaggerate market conditions. Investor checklist: before trading a single stock leveraged ETF, investors should be able to answer the following questions. Do you understand how many times the daily return the product targets? Do you know that when held for at least several days, the cumulative return may not be a simple multiple of 2? If the underlying stock plunges in one day, what is the maximum loss you can bear? Have you checked not only the management fee, but also financing costs and tracking error? Has the gap between net asset value and market price widened? Have you checked not only trading volume, but also bid-ask spreads and the state of liquidity provision? Have you reviewed the procedures that apply if the product is suspended from trading or liquidated early? If your objective is long-term investment, would directly holding the underlying stock be more appropriate? Overall assessment: calls to delist single stock leveraged ETFs arise from a combination of retail investor losses, concentration in a small number of large cap stocks, closing price rebalancing, and concerns about market stability. However, the fact that a product is structurally risky is separate from the claim that it was the primary cause of an actual market plunge. Whether to delist also cannot be decided solely by public opinion. Market impact must first be verified using official trading data, and the grounds under existing listing rules and the costs of investor protection must be considered. If problems are confirmed, it would be reasonable to review proportionate measures such as advance education, deposit requirements, size limits, risk disclosures, and new listing standards before deciding whether to impose forced liquidation. The most important fact for investors is clear. The 2x in a 2x leveraged ETF is not a promise of long-term returns, but a target multiple that resets every day.